Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning to you, Randy.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Randy, so how did you feel about the first two picks?
I wasn't surprised. You know, I think a lot of the talk yesterday was all about the defensive line, but I kept saying that even though the Falcons, because they need an offensive line, they need to get you young guys, even though they might not pick them where we want you to pick them, they always get their needs. And they had a needed guard, they had a needed tackle, and now they went out and got two young studs. Lindstrom, he's a day one starter. You put him in that right guard position and you let him do things. And, you know, the tackle, I mean, I had him rated as a first-round guy. I thought that, you know, earlier in the month, he was over here in Atlanta for a visit, and I think they really liked him. And when I say that they're going to eat some money, I think people thought that I'd say they're going to cut him. No, you're not going to cut Jamon Brown and James Carpenter. What I mean by that is you're not going to get the value out of that contract that these two young guys are starting from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, yep, absolutely.
That's kind of how I got from it. But help people understand, because, you know, my man George Foster, we talked about this morning. When you have, like, the way that these guys are projected, Randy, they got a lot of nasty in them. And yeah. When you have offensive line, that's not a natural trait for offensive linemen. Not really. So when you have those guys, regardless of where you got to get those guys. Could talk about that a little bit.
Well, you got to have that kind of nastiness in you. And here's the one thing. We all know what the base play for this Falcons offense is. It's that stretch run or whatever that everybody wants to talk about, the zone blocking scheme and all that. Well, you got two guys that can do that, but then you also got guys when you bring in a Mike Mularkey and a Dirt Cutter, you want to run a more gap scheme, a more double team downhill type running game. And you got two guys can do that that you drafted. And then you also got two free agents that specialize in that in James Carpenter and Jamon Brown. So I go back to what Dan Quinn said at his end of the year press conference. I only got faith basically in my center and in my left tackle. And in the offseason, they went and got a new guard, a new right tackle. They signed a couple guys. So I think what Dan wants to do is the number one thing you got to do in the Falcons organization is protect number two. And he went out there and they made an emphasis on that, because no matter what you talk about defensively and Vic and Tack and all that, this team is an offensive team. All right. And you got to protect two, because when he had his best year ever, I know statistically he was great last year. His best year ever was MVP year. They went to the Super Bowl.
Randy McMichael, who was part of our draft coverage last night, joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so here's where I'm at right now going into today. No okay. Second, no third. You know, you have two fourths and two fifths. And, Randy, I think it's probably likely the Falcons at least, you know, attempt to move up into the third round. Maybe they don't. But if you're going to tell me that you're going to spend all this money on Brown and Carpenter, even Sambrelo, you're going to bring in your first two, you're going to trade back into the first round to get two offensive linemen. All right, so your offensive line is set. But you don't have Tevin Coleman anymore, and I think you got to start thinking about drafting a running back. I really do. I mean, I like Ito Smith and Brian Hill. I love Devontae if he's healthy, but I just don't think you have a 1A back beside him. So I think you've got to start thinking about it.
I 100% agree with you, John. They got to find a way, and they need to get a bigger back. And there'll be some guys, fourth, fifth round. Benny Snell seems, I guess, the guy who I thought that would be a good fit here in Atlanta. You know, he didn't test well or whatever, so he's been dropping. He's possibly could be around there in the fourth round. Of course, we both love Elijah Holyfield. He should be around fifth, sixth round, somewhere in that area. I'm with you like that. I love David Montgomery from Iowa State, but he's definitely not going to be there. I think they got to find a back with some punch. And what do we know about the Atlanta Falcons? They had success drafting in the fourth and fifth rounds as far as defensive guys. We know the offensive line guys have not worked out, but they can find a way to get a bigger back to go with Devontae and them. I'm all in for that.
When you look at the rest of this draft, Randy, do you feel that the Falcons have done enough defensively, especially with that defensive line, and they're not going to look to get any more D tackles or defensive ends in the next couple of days?
Well, the thing with it, you go out and you sign a Tyler Davidson. I've got him down. I got him as a starter/rotation guy. You go out and you get Rashid Hagan. I think he's going to make the team as a rotational guy. Adrian Claiborne, you got guys that you're familiar with in your system. And then the most important thing you got Dan Quinn calling the defense. And as much as I love Marquand, it's Dan's defense. And he knows what he wants at all times. I mean, there are some guys that you can go late. A guy that I like a lot, a kid out of Auburn, who is just as disruptive as anybody else, is Dontarius Russell, a big guy that you could put inside. Also, Abbert Huggins out of Clemson. I mean, there are some guys that are going to be there for them. But I think Dan, when he was talking about, you know, when they were talking about the co-building thing, I think the free agent guys we got, we could wait. I was pretty sure he was talking about the defensive line now, because he sure did upgrade that offensive line with some good defensive line prospects still on the board.
Randy McMichael joining us on the WayForward.com hotline as we break down the first round and look ahead to rounds 2 and 3, where the Falcons aren't at the moment. 4, 5, 6, and 7, where they are, with plenty of picks still to go. The Falcons do have 6 more picks left in this NFL draft, and what will they do with those 6 picks? Also to Georgia, DeAndre Baker, first Georgia dog off the board here in round 1. A lot of Georgia players still sitting there wondering if their name will be called today. Do you see more, like, for example, we talked about Hardman, and boy, would I love him to be there for the Falcons to be able to grab, but I'm not sure he will be. But do you see the possibility maybe of an Isaac Nauta or DeAndre Walker to the Atlanta Falcons down the road?
More Nauta than anything. I think DeAndre is going to go today sometime. He's a premium position at the outside linebacker that can play a little defense. And I think Nauta is a better chance than anybody. Also, Gallier, I like him a lot. He's rising up, so he could be there maybe in the 4th round. But I think today the dogs that are going to get picked will be DeAndre Walker. I think Mecole Hardman will get picked today, and I think Ridley will also be picked today. But as far as the Falcons, I think the only one that probably will be there when they draft is probably Isaac Nauta and Elijah Holyfield.
All right, we're talking with Randy McMichael about the draft. Randy, what was the kind of sense, you know, early on in the draft yesterday, you had the move at 4 by the Oakland Raiders. Talk to me about what you and Mike Conley and Wes and Dave were talking about when suddenly the name Cleveland Ferrell came up.
The first thing that came out of my mouth was, that's a Mike Mayock pick right there. That's the first thing that came out of my mouth, because he is not a flashy, but he is the best two-way end in the draft. And what I mean by that is, he's not going to be a guy that's probably like going to get you 15 and a half sacks and do all that. He's a guy that's going to get you 9 to 10 sacks. He's a guy that's going to play the run. He's going to be consistent. He's a safe pick. And because he wasn't mocked there, everybody thinks that, oh, my God. But, no, he is a damn good football player, ACC Defensive Player of the Year. And he's a guy that, you know what, you plug and play him. He's going to be your starter at the right end position. And he's not Khalil Mack, but not too many people are. But he's a guy that you can build your defense around.
When you look at this offense on paper, Randy Mack, and I know we talked about the zone blocking scheme and the gap blocking and all other stuff. How do you envision this offense evolving now with these 2 top picks on the offensive line and what the Falcons have done so far?
Well, the one thing that the Falcons need and they have to have, they got to have a healthy Devontae Freeman. I just think that he is such a key to what they want to do as far as in the play action pass and all that. He's very good. We know he can run that zone scheme and the cutback and all that. I'm interested to see how he does with the gap blocking scheme, how you got to follow the guard and find the A-gap and all that stuff. I'm interested to see that. But I think this offense, Hugh, I'm telling you right now, the Falcons, even without the draft, they're healthy. They're one of the top teams in football. I mean, that's how good they are. I'm sure Dan looked at it that way, where let's get some guys to move some people against their will. And I know we got a tweet earlier this morning. I remember that Saints drive when the Saints just busted. I mean, the whole defensive line was in the back by the time the running back got the ball.
Right.
They're trying to prevent that. And, John, one more running back I wanted to talk to you about was Rodney Anderson, the kid out of Oklahoma. Watch out for him, too.
Right. If he's healthy, he was one of the best in the nation last year.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be interesting to me, because we know the Falcons are going to draft a defensive lineman, a defensive back. And who do they get and how do they handle the running back situation? Randy McMichael is joining us, talking about the Falcons and the larger draft here. Let's go to the top pick for a moment. Kyler Murray to Arizona, certainly not a surprise. But now we're sitting here today in the national networks, everybody's speculating what happens with Josh Rosen. Boy, you know, you're talking about a kid here in Josh Rosen that was a first-round pick, and what are you going to get for him if you're Arizona? Should you have traded him before now? Suddenly he's fallen to like, oh, maybe we'll get a third-round pick. The reason the Falcons got Lindstrom is because Christian Wilkins went to Miami, and the reason that Christian Wilkins went to Miami is because Miami thinks they can get Josh Rosen today and wasn't forced to take Dwayne Haskins yesterday.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm trying to get a Josh Rosen, I'm not going to give up a 2 for him. There right now, you're in a desperate thing, because Josh Rosen is still so young. And my thing is, I don't see how that's going to coexist. They're not going to be buddy-buddy and all that. No, they brought that man in to take your job, even though you were a first-round pick last year. So I ain't no buddy-buddy. I'm trying to get out there as fast as I can. And the one thing that Josh Rosen has that will help an organization is that they have, as far as his contract flexibility, he's supposed to make, I think, $7 million is left on his contract. I mean, you can't beat that, especially if you look at him as a franchise quarterback right now. So if I'm Josh Rosen, I'm going to phone my agent, like, hey, get me out of here right now.
Randy, if they don't get a deal done for Josh Rosen, you know, next week everybody comes to training camp. How awkward is that going to be? I mean, you know, between those two quarterbacks, both first-round draft picks on the same squad, and knowing that your time is, you know, you're on the clock as far as getting out of there, how awkward is that going to be for Josh Rosen?
Well, you've been around a long time, and you've been on teams where they've drafted guys at your position. And I've been in that same position, and you go to the minicamp, and you try, hey, buddy, what's happening, and all that, and you want to help the young guy out. But it's awkward because you know they brought that guy in to eventually replace you.
To take your
job. Look at the fact that this is still a young player who's been in the league 1 year, drafted to be the franchise quarterback. And then you go around and you go and take a guy number one overall. I'm telling you, it's going to be awkward. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, Josh, don't come. Because, I mean, that's got to be one of the most awkward things in the world for that young man. And it's unfortunate because when you get a new head coach, you don't force a quarterback on him if he doesn't want him.
This is true.
Randy Mack was part of our broadcast team last night as we talk about the NFL draft and look forward to what should be, Randy, a very interesting day, too. You know, I kind of hope the Falcons trade into this because I'd like to see them. I'd really be interested to see what they do today. I don't know if they can. Right now, two force, two fists. You say that, you know, they have a lot of confidence in their ability to draft in those positions because of what they've done in the past. And you kind of need four picks right now, I think, because you do have some other needs in terms of depth at corner, depth at the defensive line, defensive tackle. And I find this kind of an intriguing draft from that perspective. What do the Falcons do now? So what's your best guess what they do going forward? Were they traded into the third round or stand pat?
I think they're going to try to get back in that third round because you got multiple fours, and maybe they might try and do something, give up something for next year to try to get back into that third round. John, it's going to be a run on corners and wide receivers today, I think. There's still some really good interior linemen there. But I think this is going to be the most intriguing because you got so many guys that are coming up tonight that were all projected in the first round, especially those corners, a couple of those tackles. I mean, you look at what happened to Juwan Taylor from Florida. He was projected as a top, with 7 pick to Jacksonville. He falls out of there. Guy that everybody linked to the Falcons, Cody Ford, he's not in the first round. So I think this is just going to be a great round for a lot of good players. Also, look for a lot of those running backs to come off the board.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Randy, the Falcons had their pick of those guys, and they chose McGarry.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he is by far regarded as the best guard in football. I talked to Dave Archer yesterday. He can't play some center. But, I mean, you talking about he is a tough dude. And you need those kind of guys on your offensive line.
Thanks, Randy Mack. Do appreciate all your insight.
You
thanks,
man,
buddy.
Randy.
All right, fellas.
All righty.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.